Hidden cave on the island of Lura, Dorothy is seeking Bob and Betty, who in the darkness left the camp on the beach and entered the cave in search of Chandler. Before the altar, Dorothy meets Vindion, the old soothsayer. He will give her no news of Chandler or Nodgy, but leads her to a small room where, to her horror, she finds Bob and Betty sitting motionless and apparently lifeless beside a small, hideous green fire. The present act opens in an inner room with a maze of caves. John Doe, the magician.
Why have you returned, John Doe? Are Bob and Betty Lou?
I sent them away.
You saw that they were outside the cave?
I didn't actually take them out myself, but I spoke to them. And I waited to see that they reached the doorway leading into the corridor before I came back here.
Then the cat did not attack them?
No. In fact, Bob and Betty were trying to warn me of the cats. There were about a dozen of them who leaped down from their ledges and were snarling and spitting like tigers. What vicious beasts they are.
Bob and Betty must have touched some of these sacred symbols, or Vignan would not have given the word.
Nodgy, do you mean those cats are kept there ready to attack anyone who enters the cave or touches the altar?
You still do not understand, Chandu. The cats are ready to defend the altar of the cat goddess.
What a horrible idea. Do they never leave the cave?
No, they are never seen outside the cave.
Where are the priests you've been telling me about?
They are in the inner temple, Chandu. It is concealed by the heavy doors which you have seen set in the solid rock.
Those two great doors in the wall of the room between the altar room and this one?
Yes.
You mean they're having some kind of ceremony in there now?
Yes, Chandu. That is why we do not hear the drums. When the heavy doors are shut, you cannot hear them. Only from the outside of the cave, I think they can be heard.
How long will this ceremony last?
I think... Chandu, I beg you to go. I think the priests will soon open the doors and return to the altar room. Please, Chandu, say goodbye to me and go.
No, indeed. This is Vindian work. Don't you understand? Can't you feel the malignant forces all about you in this cave? Where do you suppose Vindian is?
Vindian is but acting under the decrees of the priests, Chandu.
How many of these priests are there?
I do not know.
Are there any others of these people than the priests here who believe themselves to be ancient Lemurians?
I tell you, I do not know, Chandu.
Then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going into that inner temple and see what's going on.
Oh, no! No!
Yes, I am. Do you think I'm going to let them snatch you away from life and bury you here in this horrible place without a word?
But you will not live!
But this isn't the first time I've risked my life, as you know.
I cannot permit you, Chandu.
There's no other way to save you from them. And you must be free from this nightmare. What about your work in Egypt? What about the Council of Seven?
This is already in the past, Chandu. I cannot go again to Egypt and take my place as Princess Nodgy.
But you are Nodgy. Listen to me. You mustn't believe these things Ving has been telling you.
Chandu, you do not think the people of ancient Lemuria were evil?
Certainly not. But I know these people in this cave are evil. And there's something horrible about all this.
Oh, you do not try to understand. You... Even Mr. Wilson, who brought us here, knows this work has for years been known on this island.
Yes, I know. But that doesn't mean it should be permitted to go on. If these people are a remnant of the ancient Lemurians, why should they keep it a secret? From everything I've heard of Lemuria, the people were of a very high type indeed.
Chandu, you do not understand, and so you condemn the priests. But you have seen for yourself the body of him who seemed to be Andra, lying in the room with the seal of Solomon above the doorway.
Of course. But what has that to do with it?
I can only say I must not leave the cave and return with you to California.
Very well. I'll go and see the priest myself.
But they will kill you.
That's a chance I'll have to take.
Oh, no, Chandu.
Either you come away from this cave with me now, or I'll go and see those priests.
But it is not right that I should be made to choose between my people and you.
But it's just because I can't believe these people are your people that I'm going to save you from them.
Oh.
You must free yourself from this spell they've cast over you. They must be the master of all the black arts of India. I wonder how Andra's father tolerated him in his household all these years.
The father of Andra knew Sandu.
But that's impossible, Najee. You can't mean he deliberately sent Andra on a cruise over here, knowing he'd never see him again?
Yes, Chandu. I think he did.
Why, it's unbelievable.
But Vinyan had told me that the father of Andra hated me, the black hatred, because he believed I was the one who was calling together the people of ancient Lemuria.
And now, Andra's dead. That boy lying in there...
If he could be made to wake and speak, Chandu, you would see he is Andra's very self. But now, I think they are uncertain.
You mean the priests? About this boy who looks like Andra?
Yes, Chandu. For Andra was not meant to die on the yacht.
I know that. That poison was meant for you. But what do you mean by saying the priests are uncertain about this boy?
I think they do not know whether they must wait until another generation has come and gone before the time is right.
What? Oh. The death of Andra upset their plans in some way. Is that it?
Yes. Because how could he return to take his place with the others?
Oh, Najee, you don't know what you're saying. Tell me this. Is there any other way to the temple where the priests are than through those two doors? But how could you know that?
I do know, Chandu. There is no other way by which you can enter the temple.
Do you know whether there's any place where I can see in or hear what they're saying?
No, Chandu, there is not.
You're trying to put me off. There is a way. Must I go outside the cave and come upon it from the top of the cliff? Tell me, Najee.
Yes, Chandu, outside the cave.
You're trying to find a way to get me out of the cave. Tell me the truth, Najee. Is there any place in here where I can look into the temple?
No, no. Do not force me to tell you, Chandu. You will not live if they see you.
You must tell me.
No, no.
You must, Najee.
Then, perhaps it is your fate. Perhaps destiny has meant that it should be so. I do not know. But I will tell you. From this room, there is a way to go. Beside the doorway in the wall is a block of stone which moves. You see, Chandu?
Yes, I see. But you can't mean I can look in from there. That's not where the temple is.
No, I do not mean that. When the stone is moved, there is a long passageway which leads to the wall of the temple.
And at the end, there's a window? Or the doorway?
A small window. Oh, if I had not seen it for many years, I could not tell you now, Chandu.
You mean you remember this? You haven't been in this place?
I do not know how I remember, Chandu, but I know it is there. You will find it as I say.
And how is this block of stone moved? The one that conceals the entrance to the passageway?
It slides down to form a step. The entrance of the passageway is 3 feet above the floor of the cave. You see, I know it all from 1,000 years ago.
Listen, Najee, I want you to stay here and wait for me. Will you?
I will be here, Chandu. But...
I'm going in there, and when I'm inside, I want you to close the stone door after me. You know whether there's any way to open it from the inside?
No, there is not, Chandu. But what is it you are to do?
I want to see if I can understand what those priests intend to do. If I can, I'll come back here. Do you think you can hear me if I knock on the stone from the inside?
I will be listening, Chandu.
Very well. I'll go in there and listen till the ceremony is over. When they start out, I'll come back here. I want to meet them as they come out of the door.
But what is it you are to do?
Leave that to me. Now remember, put the stone back in place after I'm inside. Then wait close to the wall for my signal. Come, let's see how the stone works. Is it over here?
It is there, beside the doorway.
Are you sure you didn't read the directions for putting this stone in some of those old records you've used to study in Egypt?
I am certain, Chandu. This is the way.
Let me look in there. You're right. There's a light the other end. You're sure you know how to move it back?
Yes, I am certain, Chandu.
All ready, then. Anyone should come and see you standing there.
Frank, are you in here? Oh, please.
Dorothy, what's she doing in here?
Oh, she must not stay.
Frank, can you hear me?
Dorothy, here I am. Where are you?
Oh, Frank, here I am.
Well, she's right there, just beyond the doorway. In here, Doc, in here.
I must go and find her. Wait here. Promise you'll wait.
If I may, Chandu, but I must not speak to Dorothy. I will step inside this passageway we have opened. She will not see me.
Bragg, come with me, quickly. Vignana's cast some horrible spell over the children.
The children? Did they go out of the cave when I told them to?
Well, I don't know what happened, Frank, but they came in here to look for you. I was asleep, but...
Never mind now. What do you mean when you say Vinyan cast a spell over them?
Oh, he took me in there to see them, and they were sitting there as if they were not alive. Then he said something to them in a language I couldn't understand, and they both stood up. Frank, it was horrible. They looked at me, and they didn't know me. They don't know me now. They're in there now, walking about aimlessly. I don't know what to do. Oh, Frank, come quickly. You've got to help me.
Of course, Doc. You know I will. Where are they?
In that room. Oh, and Frank, Andra's in there. He's lying there on the couch as if he were asleep. What hideous kind of place is this? Oh, Frank, when you see Betty...
Come, quick. Quick, Doc. Tell me where they are.
I tell you, they're in the room with Andra.
In the room with Andra. Guarded by the seal of Salomon. It is beyond thy power to help them now, Chandu, the magician.